95.9 The Rat. Here's today's No Sweat News. These could turn up on tomorrow's quiz for Deep Purple Judas Priest tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Deep Purple and Judas Priest, both rock legends playing the same venue at the same time.
September the 6th. Tickets are on sale now. Win them tomorrow. All right. This may be a little embarrassing. Let's see how this turns out. What's the last thing you look at before you go to sleep? Is it your phone or is it your significant other?
Oh, boy, probably the phone.
According to a new survey, 25% of people say it's their phone, and I think a lot of people were lying about that.
Yeah, I mean, what if we don't have a significant other?
Well, then then you're probably not in the survey.
What if we look at our significant other on the phone? Isn't that like a nice little,
yeah, that would, like, be a tip of the hat to the significant other.
Okay.
You know.
All right. There's a little gray area in the survey.
I don't know. They say, according to this survey, said that we spend an average of 40 minutes staring at stuff on our phone before we try to go to sleep. And studies show that totally wrecks our sleep.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Don't pick up your phone when you're right about to go to bed.
Oh, it's brutal. Through.
Do that.
All right, Dateline Georgia for our second story of the day. Police in Fayette County are investigating thieves after they managed to steal $98,000 worth of ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles?
Now think about this for a second.
Like the least delicious food to steal
I know.
Of all time. Give me some steaks.
Can I get some cardboard, please, and just soak it in water?
Seriously?
You know, if you think about it,
freshmen?
They cost about 30 cents each, so that makes about 320,000 packages of ramen noodles. Do you have any idea the amount of space you would need to hide this lift?
They're probably going up to Rutgers as we speak and selling them to college freshmen right there.
Exactly. Hey, I got some ramen for 10 cents.
It's like, outside of your first year at college, do you ever eat ramen noodles?
No.
Like, seriously?
No.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
If someone gave me a cup of ramen noodles right now, I'd throw it right at their face.
I know. I'd go find a homeless guy. And Dateline Florida, here's a good one. Capital of the No Sweat News for our final story of the week. Jason Humphreys of Tampa was sick and tired of seeing so many people on their cell phones while driving. And after researching Florida law and finding out that the state does not have a ban on cell phone use while driving.
Oh, wow.
Only a ban on texting while driving. He decided to take matters into his own hands.
Okay.
He purchased a cell phone signal jamming device, converted it to work in a cigarette lighter, and drove around jamming everyone's cell phone service within 100 yards of his car.
This guy is like Charles Bronson of phone people.
It's a genius idea.
Yeah.
Which I mean, it wasn't genius to cops who finally figured out why there was a roving cell phone dead zone around Tampa.
Yeah.
And they hit Jason with a fine from the FCC with $48,000.
Well, see, that's the problem with being a vigilante.
Yeah. As it turns out, there actually is a law against using cell phone jammers. So there you go.
Well, because he was also probably jamming the service of people who weren't in their cars.
Yeah, and, you know, emergency, you know,
right.
Hey, I need help. I'm on the side of the...
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to my phone?
he had a good thought. The execution,
you know, even in Florida, the good ideas go wrong.
Yeah, you got to refine that idea a little bit, sir.
Good try. That's today's No Sweat News. We do the quiz tomorrow, and most or all of the episodes of the No Sweat News are available as a podcast over at the podcast page.